Kyle, how close is Detroit to having to have an emergency financial manager put in place?
Well, the state's open, and it's not too far at all. You know, the state treasurer, Andy Dillon, and his team has been working with the city of Detroit to try and find a way to avoid that situation. You know, the city of Detroit is still burned, I think, about what's happened with the school district and how the state, quote-unquote, took that over back during when Engler was in power. And, you know, there's a natural feeling in Detroit that Lansing or the state, quote-unquote, knows better than what they do. And, you know, they feel like any time the state talks about a takeover, an emergency manager, that it's just more of the same and, you know, more like Big Brother coming in and telling them what to do. And Snyder wants to avoid that at all costs. He doesn't want that stigma. He'd really like to work with the city of Detroit, and the city council doesn't want to be off on a bad foot. So anything they can do to avoid that situation, they will.
Well, the mayor, Dave Bing, is having a hard time getting the unions to make the concessions that he feels they need to have made so that they can save financially there. And it appears that the unions down there are holding fast.
Well, and that's why I think any talk about bringing in an emergency manager centers around Dave Bing and making him the emergency manager, because then Snyder can say, hey, look, we didn't want to bring in somebody new. We might as well make the mayor, the person you guys duly elected, the emergency manager, since at least you elected him. And then that gives him the power to override union contracts and just do what he sees necessary without having to negotiate. And I know that's not what the unions want. It's not what Snyder wants either. But if that's the road they got to go down, it's a card they can play.
All right. The legislators have this week and next week off for hunting season. Is any work going to get done as far as getting bills pushed through?
No, but I think next week we are going to see a little action in a Senate committee, or at least some discussion on the employee retirement issue and the funds there and trying to make that fund solvent. You know, there's a bill out there right now that would end this 3% contribution that state employees have been paying for their future health care costs. You know, that's been gummed up in the courts here all year, and it's looking more likely that the employees are actually going to win that case. And so what the legislature wants to do is be proactive and negate that 3%, take it off the books, and instead have employees contribute 4% to their pension. And that they feel can be a lot more constitutional, because it's not going into a fund that somebody else will benefit from. It's something they directly will benefit from, because once you pay into your pension, you know, that's money that you have for your own benefit and not somebody else's.
Where are we with the bullying bill?
Well, I think the bullying bill is going to get quickly passed by the Senate when they come back, and will be signed by the governor. I think the Republicans want to get that off their plate as soon as possible. They took a huge PR hit on that, and they just rather see the issue just go away, and the way you make it go away is just sign it and get it on the books and hope that nobody really wants to talk about it again. And you know, I think the PR has been done on that. You know, I think here in Michigan, we've heard a lot about the impacts on bullying on kids, and I think the teachers and the parents and the students have heard about it, and I think that's an issue that will quickly be gone by the start of the year.
And this bill will reflect those complaints?
Well, I think so. It's not exactly what the liberal groups really wanted. I mean, they wanted specific instances or specific cases that kids couldn't be bullied for. In particular, they wanted you couldn't be bullied for being gay or your sexual expression or gender expression or however you want to say it. I mean, they wanted that in the bill. There was no way the Republicans were going to do that. But, you know, they got a bill that's still enforceable. I mean, if a kid's getting picked on because he's gay, I mean, that's enforceable with this legislation that a school district has to put a policy in place that bans bullying for any reason. And so being gay would obviously be covered under that. So, you know, they get the win. They don't get exactly what they want, but the Republicans didn't get exactly what they wanted either.
If you want to know what's going on in state government, make sure you get a membership to MIRS newsletter. Kyle, thanks so much for your time.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Tony.